Proclamation number 3919 of 31st of October, 1946. Light bearers. Protected by light banks until mission accomplished. Ban circle. Those who stand in the light need not fear darkness. And thus my bearers of truth need not fear the activity of the dark forces, their decrees and measures, even though they are born in deepest hatred, even though they affect people's minds like threatening ghosts. The bearers of light will remain unharmed, for they are under my protection. And I will truly give you a safe conduct and whether you walk in the midst of devils. For darkness does not displace the bright light which surrounds you, which is indeed not visible to human eyes but which the lower spiritual beings flee because they also recognize the Lord in the light with which they don't want to come into contact. This is why a bearer of light can fearlessly confront those who want to do evil to him. He will dissuade them from their intention, they will desist from it, even if under threats and imprecations. For they feel his superiority even though they earthly don't want to acknowledge it. For many beings of light also support the bearer of light in every difficult situation in life because they will not allow a mission, which is extremely urgent, to be endangered by human will, ruled by the adversary. If I choose workers for myself for this urgent mission, the whole kingdom of light is animated by the will to protect these workers, because my will permeates all beings which belong to my kingdom. And the strength of those beings is truly stronger than the forces of darkness, even if this does not appear so earthly. Yet the bearers of light themselves should know that they are untouchable by the forces hostile to me. They should therefore be without fear. A spell has been cast around them from which every dark being shrinks back if it does not want to challenge me myself. Only when the light bearer's mission is fulfilled, when the hour of his demise has come, will I release this circle of banishment, but to the judgment and eternal damnation of the one who breaks it. But for the bearer of light himself to increase bliss. As long as he works on earth on my behalf, he can venture into the midst of the devils and reproach them for the sinfulness of their actions. They will not be able to hunt him down because he is my messenger, my servant, my messenger who conveys the pure spirit to earthly people in order to pull them back from the abyss of ruin. And this knowledge shall give him courage and strength. He shall believe in me and my word and constantly be certain of my presence as long as he serves me with zeal and performs his duties, as long as he is willing to spread my gospel to the world. To bring the light to his fellow human beings which he has received from me myself. The earth is in deepest darkness and has to be illuminated in order to let the earthly wanderers find the right path. And where such a light shines there the light shy will never stay, instead it will flee from the light shine. But in the spiritual world the light is penetrating, it does not shine veiled and will therefore always be felt as light by the beings of darkness but not desired. Which is why every shine of light is fled, because they cannot extinguish the light but its shine causes them torment. For behind every bearer of light I stand as the original source of light. And where I am, the power of evil is truly broken. Amen.